We've had such back and forth weather for so long, you probably don't remember last Friday. It was before the heat of the weekend, and in fact, when I woke up to take my walk that day, the world was completely fogged in. Where the heck should I go, I thought. I ended up at Island Grove in Abington. I knew that I would not have a chance of seeing a thing out on the water, but I could live with that. Ducks are mostly north of here right now. And anyway, if a mallard called out with its laughing quack, I would certainly know what it was. But it's July, and that means that there are all sorts of sounds out there in the wilderness that make no sense to us. I heard one that morning at Island Grove that stumped me for a bit. But here's the secret. Animals of all kinds have distinct voices. I knew immediately that the sound I was hearing was coming from a hawk. I started to run down the checklist in my mind of what should be around. Red-tailed, red-shouldered, coopers, but it didn't match any of the known calls. It had to be a youngster making a partial call or a cry for food. I looked up into the trees and found two birds together, one begging the other for food. Cooper's hawks. An adult and a recently fledged youngster. The adult flew off, no doubt in search of food, while the youngster stayed in the area and whined. I transitioned over to Hobart Pond in Whitman and went through the same process. I heard an awful squawk coming from the edge of the small pond and a tree overhanging the water. I knew immediately it was a heron of some kind. Not great blue, not black crown night heron, not even yellow crown night heron. Green heron? I suddenly realized I had never heard one in the wild, despite seeing dozens through my life. It flew and landed on a snag, giving me a chance to get my binoculars on it. Yes, green heron. By using some basic deductive reasoning, we can narrow down answers to the questions nature throws at us. We don't have to know everything, but it helps if we at least know something. I'm John Galuzzo, and that's your South Shore Walk of the Week on 95.9 WATD. For a podcast of this feature, go to 959WATD.com.